What's going on, guys and girls? So we're back for our third Q&A episode. Of course, I'm joined with my lovely fiance, Gemma.
Hello.
But no buddy today, thank fuck. That whining little sausage that he is.
Sausage.
I was going to say sod and sausage, so I said sausage.
Okay.
So yeah. Back for an episode today, and actually today's question is quite a good one, considering that I was sick yesterday, wasn't I?
Yes, I think everyone needs to know that.
Why not? Because it makes a good point.
Okay.
Right. So, like normal, Gemma will ask the question in a very enthusiastic voice that she puts on. And I will answer the question with my normal enthusiasm, which is real. Isn't it? Yeah. Alright, what's the question?
How much does quality food play a role in improving your health and body?
So, if you actually look at fat loss, to say it doesn't matter would be stupid, because it does matter. But, as long as you're in a caloric deficit, then you will drop body fat.
Even if you're just eating McDonald's.
Have you seen the guy who's on YouTube and he simply just ate McDonald's 3 times a day, ate 2,500 calories and got lean?
No.
Yeah, so there's a dude, I can't remember his name, I think it's like Ryan or something, but if you write in, on YouTube, person who ate McDonald's and got lean, it'll possibly come up, and he documented the whole journey and he got lean. So technically, as long as you're in a caloric deficit, will you drop body fat, weight?
Yeah, yes. But I doubt it's very healthy.
And that's where we've got to look at it from, is, you know, well, this month has been a bit of a, not a bad month, but a month where we've had a little bit more freedom with our food, right? Because it's been birthday after birthday after birthday after birthday.
Mm.
So, this month, in all fairness, hasn't been one where food has been something that we've tracked here. We haven't been as diligent tracking it. We haven't been so much like, well, if I'm going to have a Pizza Hut, I'm going to have a Pizza Hut, sort of thing. However, it's the way we felt after a few days was not our normal, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we didn't feel, like, as energetic.
No, because we ate too much pizza.
Yeah, so, we ate too much of it, but just simply having that sort of food, we didn't feel great on it anyway, did we?
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the thing, is, you know, your macronutrient split will deem how you feel on it. And in my eyes, that's a big thing. Because if you are having foods that you don't feel great on, are you going to stay in a deficit?
I don't know.
No, you're not. Because you're going to want other food.
I don't understand the question.
How do you not understand the question? If you don't feel great eating food, right, so you feel like, put it this way, with something like McDonald's, right, how do you feel after it? Full or not full?
Full for like an hour, and then you're hungry again. Right?
Exactly. So the one thing that I would ask yourself here is, if you can put aside all the kind of feelings of hunger, if you can put away or put aside the feeling of not feeling full, blood sugar levels maybe being a bit all over the place. Again, you know, that would have to be looked at. I'm not a doctor or a scientist or whatever, but you have to look at it in the way of, if you can put all of that aside, then using something like, if it fits your macros, which is, it depends how you look at if it fits your macros. You've got some people who say you can eat whatever you want, as long as it's within your calories and macronutrient breakdown, it doesn't matter. So you can eat Pop-Tarts and flipping, basically whatever you like, and still achieve what you want to achieve, which, again, if you was to look at the law of thermodynamics, which is calories in, calories out, you have a point, because that ultimately dictates fat loss. However, and this is how I feel, if I was to have McDonald's or KFC or anything like that, after an hour, I feel hungry again. I feel like crap. I feel like I just want to go to sleep. Do you feel the same?
Yeah.
Right. So in that instance, that's not going to be the greatest choice for me, because ultimately I'm then going to want to go and eat more. I'm going to want to go and eat something else. So in the end, I'm basically going to be in a caloric surplus, which is not going to allow me to drop body fat. Right. And I think that's where we've also then got to look at that sort of food. A lot of it is processed meat and processed, which is going to cause a problem within the digestive system. So there could be higher levels of inflammation, inflammatory markers, which is going to show up on people who might be dropping body fat because they're in a deficit. But due to the higher levels of inflammation, you're going to be holding on to more water due to the higher levels of stress that you're putting on the body, which will then reflect, if you're using scales as a way of measuring progress, you might not see any progress. So you might be dropping body fat and actually changing your composition, but you don't notice it. And then you put yourself into a shitty position because you now think that you're not making the progress that you think you are, purely because you're holding more water due to higher levels of inflammation. Now, if we were to look at food quality, no, food quality will not dictate fat loss, to a sense. And I'm using the kind of finger thing here. All right, that thing. What's that? Like, exclamation mark.
Air fingers. Air quotes.
Air quotes, right? Because you then also got to look at the body and kind of think, well, if you're not bringing in the vitamins, nutrients, minerals that the body needs, then you've got to realise that your body won't effectively make energy properly, neither. And it can't run the processes that it needs to. So if you're not bringing in vitamin B, then your ability to actually utilize carbohydrates or glucose as an energy source is pretty poor, because one of the processes it runs through, it needs a certain B vitamin to do its job, and it needs all the B vitamins to do its job. Then you can also look at stuff like thyroid, vitamin A, and kind of all of that sort of stuff. So understanding that, is food quality important? I believe yes. I think majority of your nutrition, and this is where you can look at like an 80-20 principle, where 80% of the time your food is coming from single ingredient foods, which would be stuff like chicken, turkey, you know, steak.
Meat.
Well, it depends what meat you look at. Because then you can say processed meat. Like the chicken from the packaged chicken from Tesco's has normally got other things to kind of hold its shelf life. Mm. Should make up the majority of your food intake. And the other 20% can be whatever you like, as long as it fits within your calories and your macro breakdown. But to look at it from a pure fact of, can you just eat shit, so to say, and lose body fat? Yes, if you have the strongest mindset in the world. But in my eyes, is it going to be beneficial in terms of, so if we were to just look at body shape, yeah. If we were to look at health and how your body functions at a cellular level and bringing in vitamins, nutrients and minerals that it needs to do its jobs properly, then no, you're not actually going to be leading a very healthy lifestyle. Your body is not going to be in a very good place. Now, don't get me wrong, just purely dropping body fat will improve health markers, but over time, if you carry on eating shitty foods,
well, just because you're slim doesn't mean you're healthy.
And exactly, just because you're slim doesn't mean you're healthy, right? So again, short term, just because you've dropped the weight and dropped body fat, could you be putting yourself into a better position? Yes, you will improve your health markers depending where you're at. However, doing that over time and doing it for a long period of time, in my eyes, you're going to make things worse, and you're possibly going to cause problems to your health markers. So again, it's looking at it that no, if you are just looking to improve your body shape, which we shouldn't just be doing, because health is a lot more important than the way you look. How, you know, I know that sounds stupid, but I want my clients to have healthy blood pressure. I want my clients to have healthy heart rates. I want my clients to have, you know, healthy blood glucose levels and stuff like that. And if that means I have to improve their health markers before I improve their body shape, then that's what I'm going to do, right? And then everything else can come into play. So if I have a client who comes into me and is going to be like normal James does, going off on a tangent, is do you diet someone down who is not in a good position health-wise? No. You've got to improve their health first. That's their main... Although it might not be their main priority, it is the main priority of a coach to improve health before you try and get this person in a better position. So we'll touch on that another day. But quality of food is important. There's no two ways about it. However, if you just want to purely improve your body shape, which in my eyes is stupid thinking, but if you did want to do it that way, then yes, as long as you put yourself in a deficit, you will drop body fat and get leaner. And it's been proven. So just search YouTube and you can find it. I think you're
but
just
you're right. Not promoting that.
But no, I'm not promoting that. I don't go and do it, but I'm just, I don't want to tell you that no, it can't be done. Then you go on YouTube and you got some person saying, yeah, it can be done. Look what I did. Right, so I'm showing you both sides of the coin. All I'm trying to show you and tell you is it a healthy way of doing it? In my eyes, no. And from the people that I learn from, no, it's not. But we all realise that it can be done. You know, there's many a people out there who follow an if it fits your macros and eat pizza and all of this and get lean. However, for the majority of people, especially to you guys who are listening, because most of you are going to be general population who are, you know, not, who haven't got the, you know, every single day and time, you know, all the time in the world to do this. The ones that I've seen that sort of thing work really well with is people who are in the industry, already relatively lean, and that's how they use it. Don't get me wrong, I have seen it with some general population as well, and they've worked really well on it. But again, I think we need to look at health at the biggest standpoint. And Gemma's now telling me to shut up because I've started going off on one. So, are we over and out? Got any more questions?
No.
No more questions?
No.
Why? You don't want to be sat here for a half hour? I could sit here a half hour and talk about this.
Yeah, well, I couldn't.
That's not very nice. When we start answering two questions, Gemma's going to have to sit here and listen for half hour. So I think what we'll start doing is you ask me a question, I ask you a question.
Okay. Mine will be a simple answer.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it will.
I'm going to make it one where you have to answer it massively.
You'll still be shorter than your answer.
It won't. The only... Right, we're out.
Yeah.
Because Gemma looks like she's going to fall asleep. That's how we roll. Ready?
Yeah.
Say bye.
Goodbye.
Peace!